Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be the best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all of you around the world, our favorite fans, our loyal listeners, and just wonderful people who are all joined together to have it be a wonderful and happy holiday season with peace on earth.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to our really festive holiday show. Beverly Nadler and I, Coach Joyce, wish you a very happy, jolly, and merry Christmas. We will share our favorite holiday songs, movies, and traditions. You will hear our favorite quotes, riddles, and jokes. You will be entertained and given the ideas and resources to make this Christmas really special. You will want to share this show with everyone since it is about laughter, warmth, nostalgia, nostalgia, goodwill, and peace on earth. No doubt it will fill your heart with joy and love. You'll love it. Y-U-L-E. You'll love it. The holiday is fun and fabulous for people of all faiths. Enjoy. Welcome to the show, my Hanukkah partner, my Christmas partner, my health partner. You're there for all of it, a woman of all seasons, Beverly Nadler.
You're so original and so clever, and your introductions always give me a chuckle. Thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be on your show every week and being able to share in all of the wondrous things that you accomplish with this program. Joyce Barry and Friends deserves to be the number one radio show, not only in the U.S., in the world, because you bring so much goodwill and joy and information and motivation to people. So thank you, my friend, for having this show and having me on it.
And I thank you for that. And when we talk about the best of the best, you made the top two. I have to say that because you share that honor with our mutual friend, psychic Peter Marks, world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. And we have a wonderful relationship, the three of us, so that every day can seem like a holiday. I am so excited about this show because Christmas and Hanukkah, they are my favorite times of the year. Go ahead, one of my favorite guests, Miss Beverly Nadler.
Well, I have some interesting facts. We will be doing jokes and riddles and all of these wonderful things and talking about songs and movies and such. But some interesting facts about Christmas. The first is the fact that December 25th was actually chosen by the church to celebrate it because before people became Christians and they were pagans, they had these holidays that they celebrated, and they decided that it would be best to keep that trend. And so they picked December 25th to coincide with Roman water festivals, particularly at this time. So we celebrate it as the birth of Jesus, but actually we don't know exactly when he was born, and it doesn't really matter. What matters is what he brought to the world, which was the concept of peace and love and the God within and all of these wonderful things that, unfortunately, through the years, in his name, wars have been fought and all kinds of negative things have happened. But fortunately, at Christmas time, there is a feeling of goodwill, a feeling of people caring about each other. And we show it not only in gifts, which, of course, some people say have gotten totally out of hand, but also in the feelings of joy and in the feelings of warmth and a little bit of mistletoe and people hugging and kissing and so on, which is wonderful. And we want to keep that, but not forget that there are people who at this time of the year are lonely and they need a boost. And I want to remind, if anyone is listening who is in that situation, or you have friends or family that you don't get to see but you know that in their situation, please remind them of all the joyous things they can do to lift their spirits, and that there are celebrations going on in churches, celebrations going on in all kinds of different places where people gather, and there is food if people don't have enough food. And one of the things in shelters, of course, that people who are lonely, the best way to not be lonely is to be able to give something, and they can volunteer at a shelter, they can volunteer at a church, they can volunteer in a hospital or an animal hospital, and there is this tremendous amount of joy and satisfaction that just naturally comes. It's just human nature to feel that when you're able to do something. So no one should be lonely at this time of the year. And if you have neighbors or some that you know or live alone, then pay them a visit. Knock on the door. I don't live alone, but yesterday a neighbor knocked on the door and put a delightful bunch of cookies, the homemade cookies that she made at the door, beautifully wrapped. And I thought, what a lovely, lovely gesture. And these kind of gestures make the person who does them feel good and the person who receives it feels wonderful.
That was a very good point you made, Beverly Nadler, that not only do you make someone else feel really good, happy when you give them something, when you do something kind for them, but I promise you it'll make you feel twice as happy. I love giving gifts, and I have to say I love receiving them as well.
Absolutely, yes. It is fun to receive gifts, even gifts that you know that somebody has packed up, they received, didn't like, or couldn't use, gave it to you. I was reading something about should a person feel grateful for that? Absolutely. The fact that somebody has given you a gift means they thought about you. Instead of just returning something or refusing it, saying, you know, I know someone who would like this, and give it to them. And I think that there is nothing wrong with that. And if you do it, if you have a gift or something that you find you have no use for and you know someone else does, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you, I don't know if you call it recycling or whatever you might call it.
Yes, recycling. I want to say something about that. We got a gift, my sister and I, and how did we know it was recycled? It was beautiful. It was, you know, new. Certainly, you don't give recycled gifts that you use and no longer want. You give recycled gifts when you get it and you don't want it. At any rate, the card was still in the box from the person who gave it to the person who gave it to us. So that's how we knew. We saw the card. But what's interesting, it's something we love. They were a box of four huge, like double cups, and we love coffee in the morning. So it's our double cup of coffee, and we love it. And to this day, we use it. Here's an example of a recycled gift that they didn't want, but it worked for us. And for me, you know, I've mentioned people that know me. I don't appreciate flowers because in 3 days, for me, they're gone. I like lasting gifts. So for the people who don't know it, a neighbor rang our bell yesterday and gave us beautiful flowers, orchids in a beautiful vase. Beautiful. And we're not even that close with this neighbor because she has two homes, so she's not in the Florida one that much. So I took the flowers, and all I did was put it in a festive shopping bag because she brought it over to us, not in a bag, in the beautiful vase. And I gave it to my eye doctor. I went to his office. I was picking up new glasses. So I gave it to him with a beautiful card in it. And he says, oh, that's so sweet. He really appreciates it. How many of your doctors get gifts? So the point I want to make is that there is a place for recycled gifts. But I just want to add to that, when you know what someone likes, ask, you know, if you don't know, ask them. And talking, you have a whole year to figure it out. But people to this day still give me flowers. And again, I love that flowers. I love to smell them. I appreciate them. They're beautiful to look at. I just don't want it because I know in 3 days they're gone. And I thought of what is my favorite gift. So I'll go on record as saying lottery tickets. I love scratching lottery tickets, and I buy them every week, the scratch-off ones. Okay, I've said it. Go back to you, Beverly.
Okay, some more interesting facts. The largest Christmas angel ornament, I don't know what year it was or where it was, but it was made out of 2,946 beer bottles. I thought that was something that somebody...
Yeah.
I wonder if I could see that online.
It was the largest, made out of beer bottles, the largest what?
Angel ornament.
Oh, an angel ornament. It's so large, I thought it was like a tree somehow, connected to the tree.
You know, this just as I'm looking at the different things, I want to tell people about something that I found out about last year, told you about this year, is that on television, one of the major channels, I'm not sure which one, has the Christmas tree light fight. They call it a fight. It shouldn't be called a fight, but anyhow, that's what they call it. And the people decorate their homes. It's unbelievable. It's just a spectacle that is unbelievable. It's over for this year. However, you can get it on demand. And I can assure you that when you see these homes and the people have, this is like their year-round hobby, is to figure out what can they buy, what can they reuse, what can they make, how can they decorate their homes. It's beyond description what these people do, and it is their joy. And when there's a judging, and there's two different people that do this judging. They have four homes for a man who judges and four homes for a woman who judges, both very attractive people, by the way. And when they come to judge, it looks like the entire town is there cheering them on, and then they go into this unbelievable, it's greater than, I don't even know how to do, it's like Disneyland, a small Disneyland in some places, with the lights and the trees and the ornaments, and they create gingerbread houses, and they have dancing lights, music, unbelievable.
I want to share that Beverly told me about this show, and I've watched everyone ever since. And the reason it's called A Light Fight is because there's four or five contestants competing to win the $50,000 first prize and a beautiful, beautiful trophy. So I agree with you. That's not a title I would choose. I wouldn't put a negative word in a happy, positive thing. I would have put the light challenge. I wouldn't have put the light fight. So I agree with you, but I just want to explain where that was coming from.
I agree. A challenge or contest or even
yes.
competition. But
yes.
But at any rate, it doesn't matter. I just tell people that you can get it on demand on your TV show. It's free, and it will cheer you up, not only while you watch it, it's 2 hours, but for much time afterward, just thinking about the fact that people take that time and that caring because they care about their community. They know that their community and the kids come and enjoy it and love it. And it's just a wonderful event. We just found out about it actually 2 years ago, that this existed. And in fact, there was one competition in our area, a few in Connecticut, not far from us, but the people have retired. That was their last year. Some of these people are doing this for 25 and 30 and 40 years. That they are doing this celebration. So, anyhow,
I gotta say, it's beyond
other...
beautiful. It's beyond creative. It is so extraordinary. You can't put it into words. You won't believe it. How they have animated figures coming to life. How they recreated Santa's workshop. How they recreated the most amazing holiday tradition. It is really, really worth seeing. And I suggest you fight to find it in on demand. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's not if you know how to use your TV set, the on demand. It is nothing difficult about it. If you don't know how, ask a youngster. Guaranteed, a young person in your life will know exactly how to get whatever you might want to get on TV. You know, some of the more interesting things. There are 13 types of trees that are used as Christmas trees, and the most popular, and this is the one at the nation's capital, is a white spruce. And round Christmas ornaments for Christmas trees were originally inspired by apples, and they put on the tree to symbolize the tree of life, which is very interesting because the tree of life actually comes from the Jewish tradition and the Kabbalah. But this is why that's the original meaning of it, which I thought was very interesting. There are 72 million Christmas trees planted in the United States, and it takes 15 years for a Christmas tree to grow from a tiny sapling to be large enough for a decoration in your living room. It's quite amazing. The top producing states for Christmas trees are Oregon, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is known as Christmas City. I think you might be able to figure that out from the name Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I have some more facts, but you might want to put something else in.
No, Beverly, you're doing facts. Why don't you continue? I think it's extraordinary because we have so many different things instead of coming back and forth. Jokes will come back and forth, quotes maybe, but this is all in the spirit of traditions and the story. It's fabulous.
Well, here's the first Christmas toy that was introduced in 1969. Not the first toy, I'm sorry. Hess, the company, introduced in 1969 their toy truck. And it was $1.29. And they introduced it because they wanted everyone to be able to have an affordable Christmas gift. So I thought that was really delightful. 1951 is when the sale of Christmas trees began in the United States, the actual sale of Christmas trees. However, I'm not sure if everybody grew their own or where they came from before that, because in 1923, Calvin Coolidge was the first United States president to light a Christmas tree in the White House. And I mean the White House lawn, obviously not in the White House. And lots of people, I think it's several million people gather at Rockefeller Center, which is amazing to me because they come from, I guess, other states, and they just to see the Christmas tree that is lit it's about a few weeks before Christmas. I'm not sure what day I was in. I happened to be in New York that day, and I didn't realize that was the day. And there's all these barricades. And in order for me to walk to where I was going, I had to bypass certain streets. And I said, what in the world could be going on? And then I found out that it was the Christmas tree lighting, and they were directing traffic to make sure. You know, whenever you have huge groups of people, you've got to have lots of police and a lot of security and a lot of stuff going on, and that's what was happening there. And I can tell you, fortunately, it was a delightful event, which was televised. I don't know if you can still see it, but it's delightful. There's always good entertainers there, and then you watch at the last moment this huge tree being lit, which is really fun. From 1659 to 1681, Christmas trees were outlawed. Not Christmas trees, Christmas was outlawed in Boston because the Puritans didn't think it was pious enough. Well, it's a good thing it's not outlawed for that reason anymore, because lots of people are celebrating Christmas, and they are forgetting the spirit, truthfully. I mean, the spirit of why this holiday is on. But they're having fun, and they're in good spirits, and people are generally, as I said, happy. Those who are not, we talked about how to combat your loneliness. So I'm glad that the Puritans changed their mind long before we came around, and they are no longer banning Christmas. That would be very sad. The Dutch children receive wooden shoes filled with candy and toys for Christmas. That's fun. I guess it's instead of stockings. And then there was a little joke that I saw saying, I wonder how Santa... Oh, no, the joke was actually put your stretch socks under the chimney. So they get filled with more and more toys. Author Washington Irving was the first writer to actually describe Santa. He was the one who said he was fat and jolly and smoking a pipe. And apparently, that's how we've gotten. Of course, we know that Santa, that's exactly what Santa looks like, right? And I know Joyce has this wonderful thing. She's actually interviewed Santa. And so she knows for sure that that's so. But it was Washington Irving who actually described him. And the first mention of Christmas trees was in an 1845 children's book called Kris Kringle's Christmas Tree. I think that that is probably enough because we've got lots of other things to cover.
Beverly, I got to say, I love all of it. I learned so much from it, as much as I've studied from my college days when I did comparative religion and I did Hanukkah and Christmas. That's how long I've been studying it. And you said so many things that I had no idea. So I'm going to go on record now and request that you send me that copy if you have it somewhere. I really would like to have that. It was very, very well done, and you covered a lot of ground. I loved it. Thank you for that.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating it. I put it together from a lot of different things, I can tell you that. But it's a pleasure to be able to share it because, you know, facts like this, we don't remember them, but when we hear them, there's that little, just that good feeling about, wow, now that's an interesting thing. And certainly the people who listen to your show are people who like to hear interesting things and funny things and joyous things and motivating things, and that's why they listen to this amazing radio show.
Thank you for that, Beverly. Another thing that is very, very amazing, also compliments of Beverly Nadler, is my absolute favorite poem, original poem by Beverly. And here it is in her words and in, from her mouth,
there's
my
extraordinary
favorite
and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. Weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
How about that, folks? Is it any wonder it's my favorite? It was written from the heart. Beverly is truly my favorite poet, not just because of that. She sent me an amazing one on my birthday. She just, the picture of creativity, goodwill towards men and women, and she's just a master at writing and researching and all those good things. Thank you for that wonderful poem. And folks, I just want to say we do have a great show each and every day, shows you don't want to miss. And if you can't be with us at 11 a.m. Eastern, this is a worldwide show, so 11 a.m. Eastern, it's a different time all around the world. So just know that each and every show is archived for your convenience 24/7. And to not miss any of them, we suggest you go to our homepage at joycebarryandfriends.com. And under my picture on the upper left, if you click follow, you can join the thousands of happy followers that know when each show is. For example, did you know that tomorrow we have world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, who will give free on-air mini readings that you will be able to call in, ask your question, express your concern, dealing with a world-renowned psychic. He is our guest each and every month. But you'll only know which day if you become a loyal follower of our show. So, Beverly, those traditions were great. Your poetry is great. Your friendship is great. You got triple A's.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I'm so glad you referred people to Peter tomorrow because he is extraordinary. I'd like to refer people to the show we did last week in which we talked about Hanukkah, and included in that show was the similarities and differences between the Christmas and Hanukkah, and it's not just the fact that they fall around the same time. There are some very significant things that are similar, especially with the
meaning of
the
candles. Well, Beverly, speaking of, there are some things I'm going to be sharing that next. And since you mentioned it, I wanted to refer people to our other shows as well that are very special that were last week. December 11th. Starting then with the holiday shows, Father Brian McWeeny and Rabbi Eric Greenberg on the Hanukkah show. December 12th, Sari Singer, Happy Hanukkah. December 13th, Michael Weniger on Hanukkah and Christmas, the happiest times of the year. Michael is the CEO and a founder of Asante, a company that I love their products. And I'm giving it a special plug now because it's Christmas. They're great Christmas presents. Just simply go to healthyandorganic.net. December 14th, we have Beverly's Hanukkah celebration. December 15th, Rabbi Joe. Again, another fabulous Hanukkah show. He's an amazing rabbi. He's also the rabbi for the fire department, and he lectures in so many places and gives hope and inspiration. December 18, Rabbi Joe and Father Brian. The show is called Holiday Heroes, a rabbi and a father, brothers in faith, holiday heroes. And December 20, Rabbi Joe and Rabbi Eric, Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, December 20. So that just took place yesterday. It was a great show. So, yes, Beverly did a reference to the differences with Hanukkah and Christmas, but I can assure you my take on it, which I'm sharing now, is different from the one she shared. So, folks, if anyone asks you what is the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah, you will know what and how to answer. This, of course, is on a lighter note. Christmas is one day, same day, every year, December 25. Jews also love December 25th. It's another paid day off from work. We go to movies and we go out for Chinese food. Hanukkah is 8 days, whenever that falls. No one is ever sure. Jews never know until a non-Jewish friend asks when Hanukkah starts, forcing us to consult the calendar so we don't look like idiots. We all have the same calendar provided free with a donation from the World Jewish Congress or from our kosher butcher or from our local synagogue. Christmas is a major holiday. Hanukkah is a minor holiday with the same thing as most Jewish holidays. They try to kill us. We survive. Let's eat. 3, Christians get wonderful presents such as jewelry, perfume, stereos. Jews get practical presents such as underwear and socks. We especially like gelt, which is money, oftentimes the present of choice. Christmas is a time of great pressure for husbands and boyfriends. Their partners expect special gifts. Jewish men are relieved of that burden. No one expects a diamond ring on Hanukkah. Christmas brings electric bills, enormous electric bills. Candles are used for Hanukkah. Not only are we spared enormous electric go Bills, but we get to feel good about not contributing to the energy crisis. Christmas carols are beautiful. Silent Night, Come All Ye Faithful. Hanukkah songs are about dreidels made from clay or having a party and dancing the Horah. Of course, we are secretly pleased that many of the beautiful carols were composed and written by Jews. Did you know that Irving Berlin, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, is the most famous of all, and he is Jewish. And don't forget Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond, who sings the Christmas carols beautifully. 7. A home preparing for Christmas smells wonderful. The sweet smell of cookies and cakes baking. Happy people are gathered around in festive moods. A home preparing for Hanukkah smells of oil, potatoes, and onions. The home is always is full of loud people all talking at once, so we all go to a Chinese restaurant to eat. Christian women have fun baking the Christmas cookies. Jewish women burn their eyes and cut their hands grating potatoes and onions for latkes on Hanukkah, another reminder of our suffering throughout the ages. And just on another note, when I mentioned that Christmas is a major holiday, Hanukkah is a minor holiday, so we want to point out that our major holiday is Yom Kippur. Forget about celebrating that. Think observing that. You go to synagogue, starve yourself for 27 hours, become one with your dehydrated soul, beat your chest, confess your sins. A guaranteed good time for you and your family? I don't think so. Better stick with Hanukkah. So that's my take on Christmas and Hanukkah.
Well, that was really fun and interesting and actually the truth. I must say, though, as far as the latkes go, I buy them in Trader Joe's. They have no artificial flavors or anything artificial in it, no preservatives, nothing, and they taste delicious, and it beats grating potatoes any day of the week.
Thank you for that tip. Good to know. Good to know. And we have just so much more, folks, so don't go anywhere. And I just want to let you know that I have a special relationship with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. I did exclusive interviews with Santa, with Mrs. Claus, with both of them together that truly, I have to say, with all the best-selling authors, with all the fabulous business leaders, those were my absolute favorites, without beyond question, in terms of an interview and how much fun it was. And I just want to give you a suggestion. If you're starting to celebrate Christmas, here's my suggestion. Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy. Enjoy, absolutely.
That was delightful.
Yes,
that
drink
was,
live,
that,
feel,
that was really
and
delightful.
Share.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Ms. Beverly, what would you like to go to next? We have so much.
Well, I want to remind people how important it is to be safe, sane, and healthy for the holiday season. This is the season when people tend to overeat, overdrink, overspend, overstress, and become overstimulated and overwhelmed. And none of this is good for your health. So just be careful. You know, if you're traveling during the holidays, be aware of the fact that there are people, you may be very careful. Hopefully you're not, certainly not drinking, not texting, but other people on the road may be. So it's really important to be very careful as you're driving. Also, if in your area it's snowing, be very aware of whether there's ice on the roads. And there's something called black ice, which people don't see, and some really dreadful accidents have happened from that. What I'm saying is you must be aware. You do not have to overeat and then pay for it the next day. And certainly overdrinking makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm assuming that the people who listen to the show are sensible. But many times we just lose that sense of intelligence during the holidays when we get overstimulated and overwhelmed. You don't want to end up overexhausted, and you want to be careful about spending. Most people supposedly have bought their gifts by now, but what I understand is that there's always this last-minute thing that happens around Christmas Eve, and the pushing and the shoving and the stuff, then there's things that are no longer gifts that you want, that they're no longer there, and the upset and everything. That could be so easily avoided. And, you know, there's a wonderful gift that people say, well, I don't know, I shouldn't. A wonderful gift is a gift card, a Visa card, a MasterCard, or a card to their favorite store. And it doesn't take agonizing hours figuring out, what does this person like? What should I get them? You can never go wrong with a gift card. Even if you don't know what their favorite store is, the cards are beautiful at this time of the year, and they have denominations from small to large that you can choose. It makes your shopping life a lot easier. But, you know, there's a lot of jokes, and they're not really funny, about the fact that people do their Christmas shopping and Christmas lasts the entire year as they pay off their bills. There's no reason for you to go into extreme debt on a thoughtful card, and now I'm talking about just a card or something thoughtful that you even made, or the cookies that my neighbor made for me. These are things that do not put you into debt, and it's really, really important that you consistently be aware of how you're shopping, be aware of what you know. And some of these, there's also wonderful gifts at museums. If you have any local museums, they have wonderful, wonderful gifts. So I just want to remind people, in 1 year we actually did an entire show just on be safe and sane and healthy. And, of course, the healthy is don't get stressed out, don't even overeat, and look for some new recipes if you're doing the cooking. Online you'll find so many healthy recipes that have cut down on the salt, cut down on the fat, cut down on the sugar, and taste absolutely wonderful. So that's some advice that I wanted to give people before we get into, I think, a little bit of real humor.
Yes. You want to start with, do you have some quotes?
No, I don't have quotes. I have some jokes, but I don't have quotes. And they're short. They're the kind that you like.
All right, so hold on that. Since I mentioned quotes, let me just share some quotes, and then we'll get to jokes, because you were on a somber note. Norman Vincent Peale says, Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful. So I like that. He who has not Christmas in his heart will never find it under a tree. Roy Smith. Maybe, Dr. Seuss, maybe Christmas, the Grinch thought, doesn't come from a store. And then Thomas Morrison, Christmas is the spirit of giving without a thought of getting. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It is forgetting self and finding time for others. It is discarding the meaningless and stressing the true values. And then Joel Osteen, Christmas is the perfect time to celebrate the love of God and family and to create memories that will last forever. And you can do that, you know, with watching these movies and the songs. Christmas isn't a season, says Edna Ferber. It's a feeling. Christmas gives us the opportunity to pause and reflect on the important things around us, a time when we can look back on the year that has passed and prepare for the year that is ahead. Francis of Assisi, for it is in giving that we receive. And the last one, Dale Evans. I remember how in the days of Roy Rogers, Christmas, my child, is love in action. Every time we love, every time we give, it's Christmas. I love that. So I just wanted to share some quotes on a more somber note. But we want to make the holiday significant, and now we move on to making the holiday fun.
Well, I really enjoyed those, all of them. You always have tons of quotes and jokes and things to always provide a great deal of, what should we say, transitions and change and unexpected moments in your show. So I appreciate that, and I'm sure that your worldwide audience does also. As for a little bit of humor, as the plane settled down at Ben Gurion Airport, the voice of the captain came on. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until this plane is at a complete standstill and the seatbelt signs have been turned off. To those of you standing in the aisles, we wish you a happy Hanukkah. To those of you who have remained in your seats, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Adorable. Go on.
Yes, I really enjoyed that. It is a truth. I mean, it really is a truth. You have, it's just known that Jews are in a hurry, that they get there as fast as they can. It's just funny. The average couple splits the Christmas chores. She signs the cards, and he signs the checks.
Yes, for sure.
Christmas shopping should include buying toys for the children that their father would enjoy playing with. Christmas is a time when everybody wants his past forgotten and his present remembered.
Yes,
always mail your
sure.
Christmas gift early. It will give the receiver time to reciprocate.
Yes,
Christmas
true.
Is the time of the year when Santa Claus comes down the chimney and your savings go down the drain.
They're adorable. That's the ones I like, short and to the point. Any others?
I know.
You're on a roll.
Okay. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace by giving our kids rockets, machine guns, atom bomb kits, and banks. And tanks,
yes.
Okay. That's
very
that's
good.
Not really funny, but it is unfortunately true. I mean, some of the biggest, most popular gifts are gifts of some kind of battles and wars. And I'm, wondering why it's gotten to that. What happened to all of these the nice creative gifts, personally, paint sets and peg sets and Legos and, all of those things, which is really much nicer and much nicer.
Beverly, you made a comment. It's not really funny. I want you to know that what makes things funny on Miss Transfundmation is when it is true and it hits home in that way. It was adorable. It was funny because it is a truism. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. The Christmas spirit that goes out with a dried-up Christmas tree is just as worthless. That, of course, is not a joke. It's the truth. We want to keep Christmas spirit or Hanukkah spirit or the loving spirit, all of this all year round, because we can change the world. People say, what can I do to change the world? Change your attitude. Spread as much good cheer by just feeling good. Do the things that make you feel good. And some of the things that make us feel good are, as Joyce mentioned, the songs and the holiday movies. And there's so many extra specials that are on this time of the year. And one of them that Joyce introduced me to, which was absolutely heart-filling. It was on CNN, and it was Heroes, where they give they let people
awards.
Know about
and
what is it? Awards, yeah.
They give
well,
awards
tell them about that show, Joyce. You introduced me to it, and it is such a wonderful show.
It's
that
called
next
an
year.
All-Star Tribute, and it's on CNN. And you can certainly still access that on demand. It's awards and tributes to ordinary people doing extraordinary things to make a difference in the world.
And watching that, you can't help but have your own heart warmed, and you begin thinking of, God, if these people can do these things, what can I do? We don't have to do momentous things. Just putting positive energy out there, having good thoughts, sending your vibrations of peace and love, because we're all connected. That's one of the things that we realize about these holidays. We're all connected. We also, when tragedy strikes people, we realize how much we're connected, because people will go out of their way to help people. And I think it was one of the lighting shows I was talking about, disaster that happened in Houston, and one of the contestants for that wonderful lighting show said that he and his wife, they were going to bring back the joy into their community because of what had happened, you know, with the hurricane in Houston. And their show, I mean, they were absolutely fantastic. And people get this inspiration to help others, and we want to keep that inspiration alive. It was another show that I watched that I didn't know what it was about at all. It was called A Home for the Holidays with Josh Groban, who is an incredible young man, singer, absolutely incredible. And it was all about people who adopted not babies but older children who had been abused, who had really dreadful lives going from foster home to foster home. And I actually sat there and watched this, and I was crying to just see what these kids had gone through and found a home with some loving parents that already had children and brought them into their home, and the joy, the absolute joy, that something that I admire so much about people who are able to do this, and it's not rich people. It didn't show any wealthy people doing this, ordinary people. One was a school guard, one was a policeman. I mean, just incredible things. And around the holidays, every year, these shows, they have spent, in fact, you can go online, not online, well, you could do it online too, but I'm thinking of the TV, and look for holiday specials. Sometimes it's just under specials, sometimes under holiday specials. And you can keep the joy alive by watching some of these shows if you haven't already seen them.
And as we wind down here, we still have so much I want to cover here. So, Beverly, what's your favorite one or two movies?
I absolutely love Elf. I watched it again this year with Will Ferrell, and it's just a delightful movie. Thinking about, you know, Miracle on 34th Street with Natalie
mine.
Wood. And then there's
yes.
Meet Me in St. Louis, which is not a Christmas film, but it has a whole Christmas scene with Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas to a very young Margaret O'Brien. Delightful films.
Yes, that Miracle on 34th. I loved it when the post office came with bags and bags of letters to Santa to prove Santa did exist. That was wonderful. And then I just want to touch on traditions. We all know the traditions of mistletoe, the Christmas tree, the cards, the gifts. everything that makes it delightful, leaving cookies for Santa. Do you have any traditions you want to throw into the mix?
I don't have any traditions because we lived in a Christian neighborhood. I was a Jewish, my father was a Jewish store owner, and our tradition, I guess you'd say, is that because as a child I said, okay, so we celebrate Hanukkah, but everybody else celebrates Christmas. I want to celebrate Christmas. So my father would bring home this tiny little tree, and he said, okay, you have a Hanukkah bush. We are giving you a Hanukkah bush so that you can feel, you know, connected with the children around. There was only one other Jewish family in the area. In fact, they had a store right next to us. So, and all of our friends otherwise were Jewish, were a Christian. So we would go to their house and celebrate. And but many of them did say, they said, I wish we celebrated Hanukkah because I would like to get gifts 8 times instead of just once. And I would say,
I now want to move
yeah,
on to my song. Beverly, excuse me, but we only have a few minutes left, and I wanted to hit on my favorite songs, and you can actually hear them instead of me telling you what they are. I just want to throw into the mix. I love Jingle Bells. That's one of my favorites. Do you have any favorite Christmas songs, Beverly?
White Christmas. That's my favorite.
Yes, by Irving Berlin.
And there was a wonderful movie, by the way, that I didn't mention that. I think it was called White Christmas with Danny Kaye.
Yes. And
they sang White Christmas, Vera Ellen. They sang White Christmas, I think, Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby. Yeah, and it was delightful. That's a delightful movie.
Yes, and that by Jewish friend Irving Berlin. The most famous Christmas song of all time, it is said, is White Christmas. So we covered this, songs and some jokes and quotes and movies. Is there anything else you want to add? We only have a few minutes left.
All I'd like to add, folks, enjoy. Find whatever it is that gives you joy, that gives others joy, and do it, or be there, or look at it, or in some way make your heart light and joyful and help bring joy to others.
And I want to wish you all a really happy and healthy holiday season, which I wish would be every day, 365 days. So, Beverly, great holiday season to you and yours and to all our friends worldwide. And here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and magical moments. Magical moments, marvelous miracles. We wish you all of it today and every day. And folks, I normally close the show with the Joyce Barry Mash, which invites you to sing along with us, laugh along with us, and dance along with us. And today we'll close with a Christmas melody so you can sing along with us. Enjoy.